Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Here we are again, standing on the edge of a new church year. I've always thought it appropriate in some ways that our new church year falls, at least in the Western calendar, a good month before everybody else's new year. I love that. Because Advent is that time of preparation and of waiting for Jesus to come. It's a little ahead of its time. Advent beckons us to see the world in a new way, in a new light, 4 long weeks before we celebrate the birth of Christ. It's a foreshadowing of sorts, not only of what will come, but I think also a kind of shadow light of what truly and already is. Today's gospel is Jesus' little apocalypse, which is oft quoted by those intent on ushering in the end times during their lifetime. They stir people up in hopes of literally scaring the devil out of them, so that they will be acceptable and upright and moral just in time for Jesus to come and sweep them up into heaven. Personally, I find it hard to take the doomsdayers very seriously. We have them in every generation. And in fact, in doing a little research, I found that inscribed in a tablet in 2800 BC, this tablet that was dated to about 2800 BC bears this inscription. You tell me if it sounds a little familiar. This is 2800 years before Jesus. Quote, "Our earth is degenerate in these later days. There are signs that the world is speedily coming to an end. Bribery and corruption are common. Children no longer obey their parents, and every man wants to write a book, and the end of the world is evidently approaching." 2800 BC. We still, to this day, hear those same sorts of end time predictions, except now the pundits and those who would hope to literally scare the devil out of us point to global climate change, political unrest, religious practice bordering on mania. Disregard for God's creation for the sake of religious purity. And in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all of those signs, what is Jesus' advice? Not what we would expect. Well, what's the advice we usually get when there is danger nearby, when things are all falling apart? Take a nap. Take cover. Gosh, I remember from my childhood those wonderful drills that we did. The duck and the bell would go off in school, and we would all climb underneath our desks, and we would wait for the end to come. I loved those drills. Especially when they happen during math class. But Jesus' advice is not duck and cover. It's not lament. It's not cry out for help. It is this. Jesus says, stand up and raise your heads. Stand up and raise your heads. And again, he says, be on guard lest your hearts be weighed down. Be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness. And then Jesus says, be alert and pray for strength. As these end time predictions come our way yet again, that is Jesus' advice. Be on guard lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness. I love that. One of the guys that I read in preparation for my sermon said, you know, I've never really looked up the word dissipation before. And he did. And it turns out that the word dissipation means basically squandering. Just traditionally in a way of thought of as immoral, excessive living for the sake of one's own Bacchian joy. I love that. Sort of like, well, the world is coming to an end, so let's have a party, right? You know, my brother, when he went bankrupt, I think, first thing he did was have a big party. You got to spend what you have left, right? Why not? But that's not the response that Jesus calls us to. It seems to me that in these end days, these days we live in today, we are not called to squander ourselves in dissipation. And at the same time, I also think we are not based on despair and hopelessness and self-pity. There is more than one way of dissipation. So what are we to do? Jesus says, stand up and raise your heads. And then he tells a little story about the fig tree. And he says, well, everybody knows. I'm so sick of my kids saying, everybody knows. But Jesus says, everybody knows that when the fig tree begins to bud along with all the other trees, summer's already here. Can't you tell? Can't you tell that the end times are coming? And I think so often what we do as a Christian community and what we see happening with those who want to always point at the end time is they want to point at the leaf and say, you see, I told you it was coming. The end times are coming. Can't you see it? Are you that blind? But what if our life as Christian people was not to point at the leaf and say, you see, I told you so. Don't you see that the end is coming? Don't you see that you should repent? Don't you see that you should be different? Don't you see that you should definitely up your pledge? Jesus is coming. Mark. Aaron. Especially Aaron. What if that's not what Jesus is up to? What if, in fact, instead of being called to point at the leaf, we're called to be the leaf? To be the sign that the world sees that Christ is not only coming, but is already here. That the season of God is now. That the advent of our Lord is being played out in history even as we watch and as we live. As Paul Hoffman writes, that kind of reassuring and unrelenting hopeful word does not happen. That word of hope and joy and pointing to Christ being present doesn't happen just because the Christmas lights are turned on brightly and the party spirit brighter still. It will take some time and quiet reflection and some waiting and expectant hope to not let this holy moment be squandered right out from under us. So you see, in these difficult times, what will be our response as God's church in this present? So when we're afraid to go out to the holiday parade or to a movie for fear of a terrorist plot, Jesus says, lift up your heads. Maybe we can bear that weight together. I did, in fact, go to the holiday parade for the first time ever. This Friday, down in Waikiki. Happened to be down there, walked over there, and the signs of the time were everywhere. First of all, where did all of those people come from? The street was lined with thousands of people, and we could only get so close. We got just past Fort DeRussy, just as the mainland bands were starting to play, and God bless every one of them. Somebody forgot to tell them they were coming to Hawaii. Because the one band from, I think, St. Louis or someplace had the full, heavy, felt band uniforms with the big hats. And the flag girls were in full, up-to-the-neck formal dresses in Waikiki. But most striking was this. As they were lined up in the street, Santa Claus was sitting in a canoe. Thank you. And there was a kid and Santa Claus and another kid with a paddle, but each one of the kids had their phone. Right? Santa was sitting in the canoe ready to finish up the parade, and right next to Santa, six military police. I'd never seen that before. All throughout the parade route, fear was everywhere. And yet, we raised our heads. When we despair at the rising sea and the warming planet, raise up our heads. Stand and raise up our heads, Jesus says. But be alert. Don't just wait for the end to come and just hope that maybe Jesus will do something about it. Or that somehow things will just fix themselves. Stand up and raise up your head and be alert for everything we can do to help not just ourselves, but our whole planet. And that might be something as radical as even encouraging energy companies to be half as concerned about the world as they are about their investors' profits. It might be that we will have to be active and engaged and strong as we stand and we raise up our heads for the sake of everything that God has created. I think it makes sense for us to be the leaf that signals not only what will come, but signals God's true and abiding presence now. I have no idea if the end times are coming, but I know that in the midst of all the madness, God is present with us and calls us to be present in real and powerful and usual ways, to be adventurous in our grace and to reach out to the world with the word of hope in the midst of hopelessness. That day when Jesus told the disciples about this end time coming, I don't think his intent was to scare the devil out of them, but to remind them always that in the presence of what we most fear, God is our present and our future. And that there is this unrelenting word of hope that has been given to God, given by God to us. And it plays out in color and candle and song and hands, the advent of our Lord. Amen.